If you are someone who's looking to learn more about fertility awareness method for natural birth control or conception, and you're ready to finally get to the root of hormone imbalances for good, this is the podcast for you. The cool thing is, Fertility Awareness Method is here for you in all seasons of your life. When you're looking to prevent pregnancy, when you're ready to conceive, and when you want to use it postpartum. So if you're in the phase of your life where you are looking for a natural form of birth control without all the hormones, head on over to my free training, nourishedwithnina.com/famtraining, for all of the information. All right, let's go ahead and hop right into this new episode. Brooke, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I've been doing these little snippets, I call them her story. So your story with being on birth control, deciding to get off. You are a member of Luna, so you decided to join Luna, learn fertility awareness method. And I just think it is so helpful for other menstruators or women thinking about getting off of birth control to hear other stories. So I appreciate you coming on to chat about yours today.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
You're welcome. Well, why don't we start at the very beginning with when you got on birth control for the first time? How old were you? What did that look like? Why did you get on? Talk to us a bit about even, you know, your periods at that time. Like, what did that look like?
Sure. So yeah, I got on when I was about 16. So I'm 25 now. So it's been almost a decade. And I think it was one of those things where, I mean, there really wasn't like a big reason. I feel like it was, I think, just the thing to do at the time. Mm-hmm. When you're 15, 16 and you're starting to get your period, it's, you know, you have cramps or this or that. And so my mom kind of suggested it. And I kind of went along with it. I didn't have a lot of questions. I didn't know even what questions to ask. I was just like, yeah, okay, that seems like the thing to do. And other people are on the pill and let's just do it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I went to my gynecologist. She, you know, yeah, no problem. Wrote me a prescription. Right. The first pill I went on, I don't remember what it was, but made me super wacky, depressed, anxious, all the things. Didn't feel like myself. My mom kind of noticed. So she's like, okay, let's get you off of that. Yeah. And what was interesting is at the time it was just like, okay, well, let's switch you to another pill. There was never a conversation of maybe you don't need to even be on the pill at all. So went on another pill and I think I've been on the same pill, generic or otherwise, for almost my whole time. And that's all I've taken. Yep. Is the hormonal birth control pill.
And and when you switched, was it fine? Like it was fine for you, that one?
Yeah. And I never even thought about like side effects. I never really understood how it worked. I never understood like, oh, there might be side effects. There might be negatives. I was never told. And I guess I never thought to ask because you assume your doctor knows everything, has your best interest, all the things. And so I just kind of blindly was like, yeah, took it. Was like, yeah, this is working.
Right.
So never even questioned it until literally this year when I was, you know, when I turned 25 years old.
So. Oh my gosh, which is wild. And I think two things to note that I hear are incredibly common. The first is you have maybe, and I don't know, were your cramps like horrible or were they just kind of minimal side effects at the time? Was it like a big reason why you wanted to get on the pill? Were you just sort of like, it's the time, let's do it?
Yeah, there was, I don't remember them. I mean, I think they were as bad as any like 15, 16 year old girl had them. They weren't like stopping me from living normal life, but they were definitely an issue, I guess. And I had been dating my boyfriend at the, he's my boyfriend at the time. He's my husband now.
Which is wild because you guys have been together for how many years? That's insane.
10 years.
Wow.
Yes.
That's crazy.
So yeah. And so I think maybe at least for like my mom too was like, oh, you have this like long-term boyfriend and like, maybe it'd be a good idea to just like, you know, you're covered.
Right.
So yeah. And it seemed like the thing to do.
Yes.
I did it. I asked no questions. I was just like, oh yeah, I think this is just what every 16-some-year-old girl does at this time. I guess it's just like my time to go on the pill.
It's wild because we don't think about the birth control pill as medicine. It is literally changing things in our body, you know, and affecting so many things, but we don't think about it. And I've shared this so many times. It's like when I got to college and I decided to get on birth control, it felt almost like a rite of passage. I was like, let's take the birth control pill. Like, yeah. And I didn't have any thoughts, questions, concerns about it at all. And in one sense, you know, I don't know if it's because like we are unaware. So when we go in to get the pill or get a prescription, the doctors don't think to share with us the side effects. I don't know. It's just like, this is most likely safe, like sign. And then we get it. It's not that it's not like unsafe, right? Per se. I guess it depends on the person, but because there have been some really horrible side effects for some people.
Yeah.
But I mean, there definitely are side effects. So we probably should know, like, just so you know, this is what it's doing to your body. And like, if this is what you want, cool. If it's not, then you might not want to do it.
Right.
But we don't get that.
Right. And I think it wasn't even that I wanted to necessarily be told the side effects. Cause I think honestly, if they would have told me at the time, I would have been like, never mind.
Yeah.
Let's pass. I think I wanted to be told how it worked in my body.
Mm-hmm.
Like it suppresses your ovulation. There's, you know, it's making you infertile, and really fertility doesn't just mean, you know, yay, you can get pregnant. It's like a healthy thing for your body to be fertile and for you to ovulate. And it suppresses, you know, the communication and this axis it shuts off and all these things that I think, I don't know. Maybe at the time I still would have been like, oh, that's okay. Whatever.
It's hard to know when you're that young.
Now, right. But now definitely I'm like, oh, okay, alarm bells. Like this seems like something I don't actually want to put in my body anymore.
Yes, so. Exactly. And you have a different story too. And, you know, tell me if you don't want to dive into this part, but you had a significant boyfriend as a teenager. So I don't know if you feel comfortable sharing, but when you guys started to have sex, you probably were a lot younger, you know, because you guys have been together for so long. So I'm sure for your mom, like you mentioned, it was like a relief almost, like she doesn't have to worry about birth control.
Right. Yeah. I think, you know, because we started dating so young, we were definitely, you know, I guess that was a concern younger for us. And I'm sure for her, it was like, okay, no matter what they decide to do, or if they don't decide to do it, whatever, she's covered.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if something happens, you know, she's covered.
Right.
And I think part of me probably too thought that.
Felt a sense of relief with it.
Mm-hmm, but even so, and, you know, and I won't really get into like specifics about this or whatever, but there was a time when we decided, like, okay, we're going to stop and we're going to wait till we're married. Mm-hmm. Once we kind of grew up and got more in our faith and all these things. Mm-hmm. But I mean, obviously won't go into that. But
an important part of your specific story.
Right.
Yeah.
And so there were times though when, you know, we did things and, you know, whatever, that I was still scared. Like, oh my gosh, what if I'm pregnant? Mm-hmm. Like, I think I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know how it worked, period. And so because I didn't know how it worked at all, I had no idea how it actually worked to prevent pregnancy.
Yeah. It was like just trusting
so
blind faith.
Scared.
Yeah.
Right. So it didn't help either way. Like I didn't know all the cons of it, but I also didn't know.
You didn't know what it was doing at all.
Yeah. Like I was just taking it and I didn't even really think about like, oh, okay, I'm safe because this is how it works.
Yeah.
I have this knowledge.
Right.
You know.
This is something I have not talked to anybody about. And I do want to say I have a friend from college that did birth control and condoms and pull out. Like she was like, I'm doing all of the things because I don't want to get pregnant. If she's listening, it's funny. I wonder if she knows who she is or if I'm talking about her. But something that I haven't talked about is when we're teenagers and we're learning about our bodies. I mean, okay, first of all, some of us get our periods 12, 13, 14 years old. By 14 or 15, most of us have gotten, you know, a regular period for a little while. And we don't know how it works. We don't know what's going on at all. We just know that we bleed and now we're fertile.
Right.
And so I just feel like, wouldn't it be cool if we had like this intensive education on this is what our body is doing, right? These are what your ovaries are. These, and I think we get like a generalized education of like, these are your ovaries. These are your fallopian tubes. This is your uterus.
Sure.
But it's like, this is what your follicles are doing inside the ovary. this is the hormones they're producing. This is what happens at ovulation. This is what happens after. If you choose to go on birth control, this is what happens if you have this form or this form or this form. And then, by the way, there's this other thing called fertility awareness method. This is how you can use that to, and I think you probably wouldn't say achieve your fertility goals, at least in like our education system, they probably wouldn't be talking about that, but it's like, this is what you can do. And then maybe a gynecologist or somebody else or parents could say like, this is the fertility awareness method. Here's what we do if you want to prevent pregnancy. Like, why can't we just have it all laid out?
Right.
Like,
and I think especially with Sam, it's like, I think especially with teenagers, they're scared maybe to teach that because they feel like, teenagers or whatever, I mean, aren't responsible enough or whatever, which I mean, I do think like, sure, there's, you know, I think there's a time and a place for different methods of birth control.
I agree.
But I mean, I think I literally, again, like I only learned about it in the past couple months. Like I was like, oh,
yeah, you're 25 now. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I never even, you know, you go to the gynecologist, you see the like, here's your options. And do you use a condom or a diaphragm or birth control or whatever? FAM is never like a thing.
Never. Never.
And now that I know about it, I'm like, why? Like it seems like a no-brainer, but there's just not the information that's out there as accessibly.
It seems like a no-brainer too, because OBGYNs are such experts in the female body that you think that it would be something they would also want their clientele to know about. Right? Like women to know about. I'm really trying to get this awesome OBGYN on the podcast who's such an advocate for women's menstrual health education, because I really want to have this conversation with her about like, is there, what am I missing? Like, what am I missing from A to B here? Like, why aren't we communicating about this? But I'm thinking to like specific people in high school. Okay. I was like not very organized. I wasn't like super type A about like homework and things like that. So would I have been the best at charting my cycle? I don't know. Like I might, you know, if I had a teacher that I met with and like, say I was like, okay, I'm going to learn this. Or if we all had to learn it, then maybe. But I bet you like I would have still done the birth control pill in college for what my lifestyle was. But I also am thinking of people that I know that like would have loved FAM. You know, if they would have had the option, they would have been like, here's my chart. Let me color it in.
Yes, I'm gonna try. Me.
Yeah. So you might have loved it.
Type A as they come, like charting everything.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, and again, I guess I don't know then what I would have chosen, but I feel like I was somebody who probably could have handled it.
Yeah. But again, what I know of you now and inside Luna and the questions you ask, you would have been like a top A student.
I know. High school, like, this girl's student. Inside the membership and she's crazy.
No, I love my members that actually ask me questions because I get to help. Yeah. That's what I'm here for. But you would have been, I feel like you would have been a star high school FAM student.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, I definitely, all my little ducks were in a row all the time.
Yeah.
So, but again, you don't know it's an option. And so, you know, I have no idea what it was.
Well, now I want to transition. So when you decided you wanted to get off, like what prompted that for you? Were you starting to follow fertility awareness educators on Instagram? Were you just becoming like more health conscious? Were you just, what was the catalyst for you deciding you wanted to get off?
Yeah, I think, so my older sister actually has PCOS. And she had gotten off the pill and she was like just really going through it because she got off the pill, learned, you know, she had PCOS. And again, it was masked by the pill. It wasn't curing anything. It was just
how frustrating. Like, I don't know her story, but did she get on it just kind of like the same way that you did? It was just like, it's my time, and didn't even realize she had some of these things going on until after?
As far as I know. And again, I mean, I don't know either, so I won't speak for her, but I think it was kind of that kind of scenario as well. And so I kind of thought that was interesting. And she was really like just so well-versed in her own body and in like the parts of her cycle. And she used to tell me things like, because I'd be at the gym and I would be like, oh my gosh, like I am doing my cardio or this or that because it says you should still work out and walk or whatever when you're on your period. And I was like, but it's making my cramps worse. I feel worse. I just want to lie down. Mm-hmm. And she would be like, yeah, you're actually really not supposed to hit it too hard.
Right.
On your period. She said something like, it actually works against you. Mm-hmm. And at the time I was like, okay, well, that's not what the internet says.
Yeah.
Like I feel guilty if I'm not like still doing my, you know, normal thing.
Right.
Like, she was so well versed in it. And that really was like interesting to me. And she loaned me the book In the Flow by Elisa Vitti.
Yep.
And I read about cycle syncing and all this kind of, you know, stuff. And I was like, this is so interesting. And I can't really follow that while I'm on the pill because I'm not going through the cycles, you know, or the phases of the cycle.
Exactly.
Like I should be. And so, yeah, then I just reached out to like anybody I could. Like I just Googled like, you know, period coaches, hormonal health experts, all the things. And I emailed a handful of women, which, you know, including you.
Yeah.
And everybody was so nice, so helpful. And I really appreciated too, because I said, I think my verbiage was something like, you know, I'm on the pill. I don't really feel like it's not working for me. But now that I know how it works, I don't know if it's a good idea to stay on.
Right.
And I really appreciated too that people in the field weren't like, oh yeah, no, you should definitely get off. Hormonal birth control is awful. They were just like, here is information. Here is a, or like you had the free FAM training that you were doing at the time. Mm-hmm. Or here's this podcast you can listen to. You listen and then, you know, that'll help you make your decision.
I have to say, I'm so glad to hear that because I only know what I do. I only know what I say. And I don't want anyone to ever feel guilt. And anyone listening to this, if you're on birth control right now, I'm not here to say, or Brooke's not here to say, you have to get off of it. Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like our conversation is, here are other options that could work for you too. So I'm so glad to hear that your other coaches that you reached out to were the same, because I do feel like there is some birth control shaming going on unintentionally where people are like scared when they read things. And I'm really trying to like blur the line on that. So I'm glad to hear that you had a positive experience looking for information.
Yeah. And I appreciated that they weren't like, oh my gosh, what have you been doing? What are you doing in your body? All the things. They were just like, yeah, well, here's the information. You make your own choice.
Right.
And my personal choice now, you know, I'm married. I'm in this long-term relationship. My life is pretty stable, pretty steady. Like it made sense for me at this point in my life to be like, okay, I don't think I need the pill.
Yeah.
But again, there's a time and a place. And if you're on the pill and it's working for you and you feel like, you know, it's serving you well in this stage of your life, great. Mm-hmm. And if you're like, you know what, I'm not so sure about it, then great. You know, get some information on it, assess your options.
Yep.
And it's, you know, ultimately it's your decision. And so, yeah, that was just kind of my own path. And my decision was to be like, you know what, now that I know how it works, it doesn't resonate well right now with me in this stage of life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I chose to get off of it.
Yeah. There are so many factors that play into it. So I think if somebody is listening and they're trying to decide for themselves, I think like number one, you mentioned you're in a long-term relationship, you're married now, all of those things. So for you and your partner, that conversation was like, we feel really secure in trying this method. If somebody is in not in a long-term relationship, or maybe they're just dating, then I still think FAM can be an acceptable choice for them. They just have to be prepared with that. If it's not like a long-term person, to have a conversation and be like, hey, like we have to use a barrier method, or, you know, I'm not in my fertile window and I trust you. And cause there's also that whole like side of not wanting to get like STDs, right? Like if you're just dating and you're going to want to use condoms anyway, but like, there's just so many layers that go into it. And you just have to decide what's best for you. And I will also say, how did your husband handle it? Like, was he just trusted you that you knew what you were doing? Because I think that's another side where partners are a bit hesitant because they don't understand. We barely understood how our bodies work. So they're like, you're telling me you can't get pregnant if we do this? Like, how did he feel about it?
He was super supportive.
Good.
He is. I mean, literally, I could tell him, you know, I probably could have told him anything and he's like, oh, 100%, I trust you. Let's try that.
I love that.
And so, yeah. And he kind of advocated for it, not just in terms of like, oh yeah, this is a fine, you know, method of contraception for us. It was also like, once I started telling what I was learning and things, I just had issues. Like I had a lot of gut health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of kind of things like that. And he was like, you know what, this is probably good for a plethora of reasons for you. And again, it's just me and my body that I can speak for. But I think it's been really helpful even with that, because once you learn, you know, about the hormones and how everything works and how the pill, you know, is working in your body, you know, it's, there's more to it than just the contraception
part of it. For sure.
And so he was really supportive as far as that went as well, to, you know, be like, you know what? Yeah, get off of it and see how you feel.
That's another reason though, like that I'm saying, like there's that one reason where it's about contraception. And then there's the whole health reason. And there are many people that are, I say health conscious, and not to be like, oh, I'm working out and eating healthy every day. But a lot of us are being more mindful, right? Like if we're going to cheat, it's like, oh, I'm not going to drink as much pop, or like, you know, like whatever. Like we're just being more conscious of what we, what we do, what we eat, what we put into our mouth, how we move our body. And then people are having this moment where it's like, wait a minute. What is that birth control pill I'm putting into my body? Like I'm it's funny because people are like, oh, I don't want to eat dairy because it has all these hormones in it. But then they have like a hormonal IUD. You know? So it's like, it's such a disconnect. Like we don't think about, or like I'm vegetarian now, but I am going to take the pill. And even if you are vegetarian and you're taking the pill, I'm more like making a joke about how we sometimes don't make the connection that it is a pharmaceutical and it's doing things to the body.
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I mean, also, you know, better than anyone, probably with all of my incessant like question asking and everything, I was terrified to get off the pill.
Cause there's a lot of fear.
Like
it
felt like, yeah, totally. Like I felt like stopping the pill was like, oh my gosh, this thing that I feel like has served me well. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a whole lot of issues on it. Now that I'm off of it, I can say, huh, maybe there were some things that like
tied to it,
the pill was contributing to. But I mean, I was so scared to get off of it too. So like,
how was your journey off? How was it? Because I feel like it wasn't as bad as maybe you thought it was going to be.
No.
Okay, good.
Not at all. So I've been off a little over 2 months now. And when I was trying to decide if I wanted to get off, I obviously went, you know, straight to Google, straight to like Reddit, all the things. And everybody was like, oh my gosh. You know, and people go on the internet mostly to like air their grievances.
Yeah, yeah. Don't do this, people. Don't. And this is for anyone. I mean, if you like have a headache and you're like, what's wrong? Like you'll find out the worst things that could be wrong with you. Or like when you're pregnant, please don't research your pregnancy symptoms. You know, like it's just a whole ball game.
Exactly. Yes. So yeah, don't do what I did. So anyway, all these horror stories, all the things, even in some of the books I read.
Your brain off of birth control. Did you read that one? Because you asked me about the pheromones thing. I remember.
Yes. Yeah. And it wasn't helpful. Right. It was, I think she almost tried too hard to play both sides of the fence. Like it does this and all these things. And you're like, oh man, I should probably get off it. And it's like, but also this. And then you're like, okay, wait. And then you're more confused. And it's like, okay, now I feel like I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't.
So it was a little bit like played too much into the fear stuff.
Yes. Yeah. And I know that I, you know, reached out to you too and was like, oh my gosh, like she had a really long-winded story about this woman who was married and she's on the pill and everything was great. Got off the pill, immediately was like, you know, I want to go and live my life and date all these men and all these things. And then she ended up having an affair. And like now she's trying to decide if she wants to get divorced. And I was like, why? Like, what is this? Like,
it's so hard. It's so hard. There's this whole thing they try to say about the pheromones. And here's something I will share. I was in a chart review for Fam Educators, and she wasn't married. She was in a long-term relationship. And like after she got off the pill, she kind of decided to end her relationship. And someone was like, oh my gosh, this is the first time I've seen this in like actual practice. Now, how often does that actually happen? Like, let's be real. How often what's the percentage of that? And I think this is what I said to you. I feel like maybe we're giving a pill a bit too much credit, you know, for that. Like can it probably change some pheromones? I'm sure it can a little bit. It's affecting hormones, right? And hormones are what attract us to people, but amongst other things, like amongst many other things, like we're not that ancient where we just like smell someone and we're like, oh yeah, like that's my person. I feel like there's many factors in this day and age. But you know, there's been stories about women going into menopause and the same thing happening, right? And they weren't even on birth control and their hormones just changed. So it's like there's a combination of factors. And I feel like there's too much fear that it's either scaring people to stay on it still or scaring people to get off of it. I guess that's the same thing. But you know what I mean? It's just scaring people either way.
Right. And I think, you know, too, there's something to be said for if two things are correlated versus if something is causative. Mm-hmm. And so you have these studies and you're like, oh, these two things happened. They're related. It's because of this.
Right.
Where maybe it was just a correlation rather than it was causative. But yeah, so that freaked me out. Just the whole, like, people were like, oh my gosh, yes, I had cystic acne and my cramps were terrible. And I, you know, I couldn't get out of bed and my periods were so heavy and people were just like, I just went back on the pill because I couldn't take it. And you know, so that was definitely scary. At the end of the day, yeah, I chose to get off of it. I've been, and granted, like I didn't just quit cold turkey and then change nothing. Like I have been working with, you know, the hormone coach and I'm in Luna and I'm learning a lot. And, you know, I do take a lot of, like, I do the beef liver supplements and I added in magnesium and all these things. And I think that helps. But yeah, I mean, I feel like I've actually been better off.
Yeah.
A lot of my stomach issues have subsided, which
Can we talk about that? Because that is hands down the most common thing I hear from my clients, from anyone, from my friends, that they stop taking the pill and their gut issues resolve. Like that is the main thing I hear. There is research to tell us that the gut microbiome is affected when we're on birth control. So I'm curious, like what changed for you? You don't have to get into too much detail. I know it can be sometimes a sensitive topic with gut stuff, but hey, share whatever you'd like. I'm just curious what improved.
Yeah. So I've always had a very sensitive stomach. And so I just kind of thought like, oh, this is just me. It's just my makeup and whatever. But it got really bad. My junior year of high school was like horrible, like just pain and just, I mean, felt like my organs were twisting and smushing and just, you know, I had to always have access to a bathroom and all these things.
Were you diagnosed IBS?
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, which of course is like the most irritating kind
of diagnosis. It's the
catch-all.
Yeah.
Right. So I did the colonoscopy, endoscopy, all the things. They're like, oh yeah, it's just IBS.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Whatever.
Great.
And yeah. And so I was like a religious taker of IBGuard, which is like an over-the-counter medication you take like before your meals. And I did it like religiously, like two before breakfast and then two before dinner.
Wow.
And if I didn't take it, like I was like, oh, yep, I forgot to take it. And now I'm paying the price.
What was that? Do you remember? I don't know what it is. Like
I think the primary ingredient is just peppermint.
Interesting.
In a capsule.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, yeah. And that, like I swore by it. And my hormone coach said, you know, just because she said, discontinue it. Stop taking it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay.
You're like, it's like, my lifeline, but okay.
Yeah. I was like, okay, great. So I said, you know, do I have to, you know, whatever. And she said, if you feel more comfortable, keep taking it, but you won't have to keep taking it eventually. Like during the course of our work together, you're not going to take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, sure. So anyway, I listened. I'm nothing if not a good student.
Yeah.
And sure enough, like I was like, okay, I'll just, you know, I'll try not to take it or I'll try to just do like one before each meal and then none. Sure enough, I haven't taken it in like a month and a half now, 2 months. And it's literally blown my mind.
Now, what other changes have you paired with that? So you mentioned you were working on some things to support your body post-birth control. What gut supplement, not actual supplements, but like things to support your gut, have you started implementing in addition to stopping that? And birth control.
Yeah. So I think just being a little bit more mindful about what I'm putting in my body, just like more mindful about like what I'm eating. And if that makes me feel crappy, like, okay, maybe eat less of it.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. I mean, there is definitely a lot of supplementation.
But you're working on a healing gut protocol. So you're like eradicating things. So yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, aside from that, I am on like a good probiotic that's helpful. Just things like just kind of being more mindful of making sure like my meals, like I'm getting enough protein and
so nothing like that crazy.
Like, no,
all
no.
the stuff that I preach here, balance your blood sugar, eat your macros like in a good rotation or in a good combination. Take mm-hmm. a probiotic, maybe digestive bitters. I love to suggest too, but it sounds like just kind of the common things to help support your gut.
Yeah, no, it hasn't been anything crazy. And I mean, I am definitely like a very big advocate of like intuitive eating yes. and a 9-diet approach and all those things. And so I made it really clear to my hormone coach that like I wasn't going to cut out whole groups. I mean, unless like obviously if you have like an allergy or
for
something,
sure. then yes, yeah.
like don't kill yourself. But, you know, I was like, I'm not going to, you know, kill myself trying to avoid this food yes. and this food group and
I'm
stress
so glad.
About. Yeah, what I'm eating, because then the stress on my body is worse than it would have been if I would have eaten like a sleeve of Oreos.
100%.
Like, I, you know, yeah, so agree. I'm just like, so anyway, so I think that was a big thing I kind of had to advocate for. And, but yeah, I mean, I haven't needed to cut anything out. Just doing the simpler things like has made a world of difference. Mm-hmm. And I think, but I do think a lot of it is because I got off the pill.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. And I want everybody to hear that you do not have to be on a restrictive diet to support your hormone health or to transition mm-hmm. off birth control. I am such an advocate of intuitive eating and listening to your body. And I think that that is such an important part of your story that you were like, I'm not going to be restrictive because the stress of that is so much worse. I feel like for
so
your body.
Worse.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So now you've decided to get off. You're like working on things with your body. I'm curious, like what led you to decide to enroll in Luna? Like, so what made you decide to do, get some support with it? I mean, I'm so glad obviously to have you as a member, but I know that there are different reasons people decide they want that more structured support around fertility awareness methods. So what made you decide to do that?
Mm-hmm. First of all, I love you. As
oh,
a
you're sweet.
So whoever's listening, Nina is amazing.
Oh,
so
nice.
Just like chatting with you, seeing all of your things on Instagram, like I just felt like the things you taught and the things I wanted to learn were very aligned, which
good.
I liked. I love the fact that Luna is like you get into the portal and you can just literally ask any question you want to ask. And you can just share and you get feedback personally from you and from other members and you get chart reviews and all these things. And I feel like that was just a really important piece aside from, you know, all the things with healing my body, my gut, all these things. But also now learning the other side of it, learning my body, you know, how it works off of the pill
mm-hmm.
and when certain hormones are prevalent and what my temperatures mean and all of these things.
Yeah.
And so I feel like if I was just doing, you know, the hormone coaching and, you know, the health side of it and getting off the pill, that'd be great. But I think it was really important to do it in conjunction with something that's like, okay, you're getting your body in order. Great. But here's actually like how your body is functioning and working.
Yes. Educating finally.
It.
It's like, finally,
exactly.
I have this information that I never
exactly.
learned.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was really important to me to just like have a space that I could ask questions. And like, I'm in this whole new kind of like phase of, you know, like my, I don't know, my life and my learning and like taking responsibility for like my own being
yeah.
and my own health, my own contraception. So yeah. So Luna's been incredible for that. Like any question, any, you know, place I need to like have an outlet is, I mean, it's a catch-all for just so many things.
I'm so glad to hear that. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason why I launched it. Like, because I originally was like the course, right? It was like, here's a course to teach you fertility awareness. But I think the missing link with Learning Fam is that lack of community because it's not so accessible anywhere else. Like if you were to probably take a poll of a group of friends, like of 10 friends, maybe there's like one or two that are thinking about it or learning it or practicing natural birth control. Maybe, I don't know. I just made that up. That's not scientific. But I'm just saying.
No,
like,
I don't know anybody else.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's
totally.
Just not many of our, not, it's not well versed that many friends are doing it yet. Or when you go to the doctor, like you mentioned, it's just not an option. So having the community aspect is big. And I shared a story the other day. I feel like other girls in Luna, while I'm always encouraging people to like keep talking, keep talking, keep talking, I feel like I've noticed people answering other questions like spot on. And I'm like, this is amazing. Like, I'll come in and I'll just be like, she is correct. Like, she answered your question correctly. So it's like, oh, everyone's becoming their own fam educators. It's so cool to see. It's so cool to see.
Absolutely. And I think too, like, it's so helpful. Like, because when you read something in the course, I feel like there's always, for me anyway, I'm always like, oh, but do I fit under this umbrella? I really want to ask like a more specific question about specifically what I'm seeing.
Totally. Because
it's like not textbook or whatever.
Yes.
So it's so helpful to have that space to be like, this is exactly what I'm seeing. Can someone interpret?
Yes.
So that's just been so, so valuable. So,
well, I'm so glad that you're in the program and that you're feeling good. And you are also a good testament to like finding the resources and people that work for you. You know, it's like you're in Luna. You also have a hormone coach. So it's like pairing and finding the support systems, the education out there that works for you and your lifestyle. And I think that something that like so many of us can just do, you know, and there are Instagram accounts, there are podcasts, you know, there's a lot of free information out there, but then there also is like that next step. If you're looking to like dive in and, you know, do a program, there are those options too.
For sure.
All right. Well, you know, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. This has been incredibly helpful. I hope everyone finds it helpful too. Is there any final thoughts or words of wisdom you want to share with the listeners that are considering getting off birth control or perhaps, you know, joining a program like Luna to get support?
Yeah, I would say if your intuition and your gut is telling you to do it, if you're finding like once you learn about how hormonal birth control works and it doesn't really align with you, take it as a sign. Just start exploring. Don't necessarily Google, you know, horror stories and side effects, but definitely look for the information that's going to be helpful to you. Look for people that you feel like align with you and your beliefs. Big thing, yes. You don't have to do a restrictive diet. Mm-hmm. Don't have to diet at all. Mm-hmm. Not important. Be intuitive. You know, this can go hand in hand with intuitive eating and body positivity and all that good stuff.
Yes.
And yeah, don't believe the horror stories. It will probably be much better than you think. And there's a million resources out there if you don't want to do it by yourself. There's so many people out there that have so much knowledge that they're willing to share.
Yay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. This has been great. And I will catch you inside the Luna membership.
All right. Thank you for having me.